Earth Day is next Thursday, and you can bet the big topic will be climate change, which will bring up carbon dioxide, which makes up just 1/25 of 1% of our air, but nearly 100% of the air on our neighbor planets Mars and Venus. This explains why Venus has the hottest surface of any planet, and why Mars sometimes has pleasant temperatures. So, CO2 is a big deal in our planetary neighborhood, but chances are none of your friends can explain why it has a warming effect. Just last week, the climate observatory atop Mauna Loa in Hawaii registered the highest ever CO2 reading of 421 parts per million. It hasn't been this high in at least 800,000 years. So we should at least understand what it does here on Earth and on our two nearest planetary neighbors. It's easy, and it involves yet another celestial object, the Sun. By day, the Sun heats the ground, and each night the heat used to escape into space because the heated ground emits infrared rays, which zoom upward in a straight line. When infrared hits air molecules that contain one or two atoms, like oxygen, nitrogen, and argon, it continues undisturbed in a straight line into space, and the ground cools overnight. But a strange thing happens when infrared hits a molecule with three or more atoms. Such molecules, which include water vapor, methane, and carbon dioxide, absorb the infrared for a fraction of a second and then radiate it away in a random direction. That random direction business is the whole key to global warming, because random includes sending it back toward the ground. That's why meteorologists always say that a cloudy night will not get very cold, because the water vapor in clouds absorb infrared from the ground and send some of it back down. And that's the CO2 story, just in time for Earth Day. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.